Joy and Lauren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
It's called Date While You Wait. We got Midday Bay Cameron, sales stud Jordan with that British accent at one of the light rail stops here in South End, Charlotte. While people are waiting to get on the train, they can go on mini dates with our single coworkers here.
You can check out the pictures, too, at the MRL show. It's on our story there. Chelsea said, hey, maybe Cameron's not getting a lot of stops because Connect Four is the game.
So maybe you guys should switch.
Right, since Jordan has Connect Four in front of him and he seems to be, you know, getting a lot of people sitting down there, switch the games. Go check it out, you guys. If you are in South End and you can stop by, Dunkin's hooked us up with some awesome heart-shaped donuts. Thank you to Dunkin'. And you can stop by and say hi to our Midday Bay Cameron, who's beautiful.
Yes.
And we'll check in with her coming up in less than 10 minutes.
I have a confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show. Kiss 95.1.
Confession Wednesday with a twist this morning, guys.
Yeah, talking about confess who you're secretly admiring, who you love.
704-570-9595. You can stay anonymous. Who is it that you're currently crushing on? Confess your crush to us.
Do you guys have any office crushes?
Besides you?
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know.
No. I've worked with everybody here for so long. Everybody's in that brother-sister zone, you know. Yeah. I don't really crush on anybody.
Zone.
Yeah, everybody's so awesome here, though.
Let's talk with Anonymous in Gastonia. Welcome to Confession Wednesday.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing really well here on Valentine's Day. So tell us about the secret admirer that you have.
Oh, my gosh. So first of all, I want to say I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. And this is just very different for me. You know, I met the perfect person, everything I ever wanted in a person, and it turns out to be another woman.
Hey, there you go.
That's great.
Hey, that happens.
Yeah. It's just different because, you know, I've never, you know, dated, you know, a woman. I never, nothing like that. But she's just so amazing and just makes my day just go by so fast. And I just love being around her. She's the most amazing person I've ever met. And, of course, she doesn't know how I feel, but
sure.
It's just weird. It's so different for me. But I'm really falling for this.
Is she gay by chance?
You know, she is.
Okay.
And that just kind of came out in conversation. But before I even knew she was, I was already kind of feeling, and it's just something so strong. It's so
It's
actually very pretty, very beautiful. Like, I've never felt this way. But I'm not, as far as I know, I'm not.
Wow, I mean, sounds like something's.
Yeah.
the meter's up.
Yeah.
So you don't think that you'll make a move? You'll wait for her to make a move, or you just will admire from afar?
We are, you know, we are coworkers, so we try to keep it professional, but I, you know, either I look for her or she looks for me, and I kind of feel there's something there, but, I mean, I wouldn't even know how to make a move on guys. So
Anonymous, one last question for you as you confess your love on Confession Wednesday for someone who doesn't know. Are you with someone?
No, I'm single,
okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, because that would complicate a lot of things if you were married or you had a boyfriend, but it sounds to me like you just need to take that leap of faith as long as it's okay with your workplace.
Yeah.
You know.
She'll teach you how to, you know, be a lesbian.
She will. I might need your help to let her know, okay?
Yeah, Roy can help, and producer Nicole, who has a girlfriend for a long time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole told us a romantic story yesterday off the air, actually, that I'll share with you real quickly. She said that her first kiss was from a girl who thought that when she was, like, in sixth grade, she thought that Nicole was a guy because she had boy shorts on and a really short haircut. She has no idea that her first kiss was a girl.
And I guess I'm wondering if this makes me, you know, also gay. I mean, not that I'm against it or anything, but that's probably why it's never worked out with a guy.
You never know. You got to... Yeah, maybe you got to look into it.
Trust your instinct.
There's a... What do they call it when you're just attracted to a person for them?
I don't know. There's a lot of terms.
Pansexual,
maybe?
Maybe pansexual,
I don't know. Hey, listen, thank you so much for the kind words about listening to the show, Anonymous. We appreciate it. Thanks for being part of the MRL Show family. And we love you. Good luck, okay?
This is Debbie in Charlotte.
Hey there.
Hi, welcome to Confession Wednesday.
Hey, this isn't a confession for me, but it's actually my mom. Years ago, my mom was in chemo treatments, and I went to visit her one day. And she said, Debbie, I have something to tell you. And I was like, okay. She said, I'm having an affair. And I said, okay. And so I was like, well, tell me about him. So she said, well, I met him at the hospital. You know, he's a really good guy. Like, you know, great listener. He's always with me, you know, puts up with everything. And anyway, I was like, well, does Dad know? And she's like, yeah, he knows and everything. I said, well, what's his name? And she said, well, his name's Ivan. And she just had me going like on and on. And come to find out, she was talking about her IV pole.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
But it was awesome.
How clever.
Such a wonderful sense of humor, and it's just really, you know, making good of a bad situation.
Yeah.
So,
how clever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Debbie, and best of luck to your mom.
Thank you so much.
And you're welcome. Let's see one more.
Okay, Jennifer and Charlotte, you're on with Confession Wednesday with the Mandy Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hi, you guys.
Hey, Jennifer. So we're confessing our crushes for someone.
I have a crush on my friend that I moved furniture with that we promised we weren't going to get, you know, feelings involved.
Yeah.
So I totally have a crush, though. I'm like, totally.
That's got to be so hard, too, because you don't want to speak up because it might end at that point.
I did speak up, and I kind of freaked out, but then I was like, but I already know, you know, how you feel, so I'm, you know.
Have you moved furniture since you told them?
Oh, yeah.
That must have been really good for you to, you know what I mean? It must have been a good time.
Oh, my God.
I think it happens a lot. What happens is you move the furniture, and that's what you're just supposed to do, right?
Right.
But then that damn after conversation, and you realize that you have a lot more in common than just the furniture moving, right?
Yes.
Let's not ruin this moment with words.
Well, good luck with it, Jennifer. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, that's never easy, man.
No.
I wonder how, and this is a conversation we'll have to get into another day, but like how many people were doing the no strings attached thing and ended up having strings attached, you know?
I think there's like a movie, Friends with Benefits, and it never works out to the way, like they always end up together.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's hard.
Oh, producer Nicole, are you there?
We're here.
Hey.
She's a mouthful of donut, clearly.
Yeah, we're getting donuts. The light rail just came, so all of our people...
All right, here's the thing. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll check in with you. Date while you wait. If you're just joining us, we have our lovely Midday Bay Cameron.
Yes, and sales stud Jordan. Why don't you just stop the light rail so people have to
We're
going to
go
around.
Stand in front of it.
Yeah, do that.
No,
yeah,
go all the way down to, like, the Ashton.
Uh-huh.
What street is that?
That's Tremont.
Tremont, and park your car on the rail.
And just leave it.
And leave it so that we can get a date going. I mean, come on, people. We're trying to make connections here on Valentine's Day. We don't have any time for a commute.
Got it.
All right, we'll check in with you guys coming up here in just a little bit. Date while you wait. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Wake up, wake up.